Go Loud presents Murder Most Irish. Find it first on the Go Loud app and on all major podcast platforms.
My mad dance.
So stop the word and let me off.
Well, my mom and her sisters can all like
boogie.
Yeah,
like proper dance.
Drive and stuff.
Yeah, because like they can, it was like you used to learn used to do. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they properly are like doing the twin spins and
do
the
know
twirls.
Who can properly dance as well?
Who?
Kevin's mom and dad.
Really?
Yeah, and they come out and they do like a little, and everybody stands up and we're all like, ah!
That's so sweet. Because they used
to go. Old people.
They went to dances.
Yeah, you went to the.
So you went danced. To
the, see the show bands in the ballrooms.
So you learned
Dickie
how to dance.
Rock would be there.
Spit at me, Dickie.
And he'd say, oh, Caroline.
And look do your parents. Probably. Do your parents know how to do that?
No.
Your parents do that.
My parents are younger than your parents.
They are younger. They are.
And my dad played in a couple of show bands, but he was never.
Your mom was never.
And
like,
my mom was like, my mom has always, fair play to her, because she's always been like a little punk.
Yeah.
So she's have like short purple hair and a little safety pin through her ear, and she was like,
cool.
Fuck the ballrooms.
Yeah, it's like, it's cool though to watch whenever we go to weddings and stuff.
And they used
and I'm
to,
like, oh, they're properly dancing.
Yeah, like, and they properly learned how, and it was part of like. Nikita can, because Nikita did ballroom.
Oh, Nikita's a ballroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She better lock in Paris.
She
better lock in.
I've told her.
Because I need evidence of this man's existence.
Do you want to tell them, explain what that means?
Connor's story is in Paris at Paris Fashion Week, and Sarah's niece is currently in Paris. And I need her to lock in. I need her to get like a...
Taken vibes?
Not a picture. She's not to get a picture. I just want to know that she saw.
Okay.
And breathe the same air as that specimen. I saw a picture of him wearing a tank top and his tits are out.
Like, ow.
He has bigger boobs than me. Like, that
they
man's
are.
Boobs are massive.
Fair play to him.
How do they do it?
A lot of protein. Okay. I'm learning about protein because I had to go to the doctor.
Okay.
For many things.
And he was like, get your protein up.
And I said, I keep waking up in the middle of the night hungry.
Because you don't have enough protein in your body.
And then I went through with an online dietitian for the VHI.
And they were like, get that protein
and
into you.
And they said, you're not eating any protein.
Well, like, you need protein. You have chicken and stuff, right?
Not enough. So apparently you need a very specific amount of grams per your body
weight.
You
do, yeah.
Yeah, no. I came home
I simply
from work
don't care
and
enough.
I had two eggs.
Is that good protein?
Try to get protein up.
Getting the protein up.
Got to get the protein up.
Also, it's funny because it's like... do you have to do... Like, so for every person every day, we're meant to do that. We're meant to have a, like,
yes,
a level
Yes, you're meant
protein.
To have a certain amount of protein because it's changes...
I had chicken today.
Okay. What?
I had some chicken today.
Yeah, it changes apparently your macros and your... Yeah, I don't care about any of that stuff. I just care about the fact that I keep waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning
starving.
Going...
Starving.
I'd love a bag of chips.
Yeah. Sometimes I do this thing that I go to bed and I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for breakfast the next morning.
No, and then I wake up in the morning really hungry.
Yeah, I do that. I had a really bad sick tummy at lunch today and I couldn't eat. And then the clock struck 3 o'clock and I honestly thought I was going to eat the fucking leg of my desk.
That was like me and you tonight when I got the hot dog.
Yeah. I was starving.
I'd say those people that served us that food were like, Jesus Christ.
Ravenous.
Ravenous isn't the word. She served me and it was gone in, I would say, 12 seconds.
Have you ever seen him eat?
Yeah, I have seen Collie.
He gets a mini breakfast down the road in the cafe down the road. Sarah Jane, I'm not joking, 4 minutes max, thing is in his body.
I have watched
it,
like, he
it
does.
Is wild.
Yeah, he does eat.
He doesn't even taste it.
No, it's a voracity that
I'm like, what are you?
Not familiar with.
Yeah, because you're a very slow eater. But I'm used to, because Yvonne is a really slow eater. So when I was growing up, we were always like, come on.
See, nobody
speed it up!
No one would be waiting for me in the house.
But yeah, you're quite a slow eater. But Colin, I'm a fast eater, but Colin, sweet Jesus in heaven. Flavia's a really slow eater.
really.
And does he eat everything? But
yeah, eats everything. He clears his plate.
I don't eat anything.
Clears his plate. Yeah.
Took that order, and I said, "Give me that fucking burger." Give me
that fucking burger.
Well, it wasn't a burger. It was a sausage.
It was delicious.
It was so good. Meat wagon. It's what we call Emma's vagina.
That's my nickname in school. But there, it is quite possibly the worst name for a restaurant.
It's a terrible name for a restaurant. Awful. But it's delicious.
Like the chud bucket and the meat wagon. That's what it sounds like. But the thing we got was really good. We went to see the X-Files. We went to see the first X-Files movie in the Lighthouse the other night. And yeah, I had a great time.
Questions.
Go. First question. Go.
Question number one. How to get the power to the bunkers in the middle of nowhere? That just don't know. Love to know that.
And question
was,
number two.
I was looking at the ground. There's no wires.
No, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Question two.
Question two. Gillian Anderson's or Scully's wardrobe choices.
What?
They just seem a bit odd.
In no way.
Well, that suit that she's wearing that's like tightly belted when she's in the desert.
Yeah, I know.
I said, hey, you're not cold. Are you not roasting?
I often like. I know they're FBI agents, so they have to turn up a certain way. Like, it's mandatory for them to, like, when they're in public, to be a certain way. But, like, I was like, if he was like, get dressed. She was like, I'm just going to put on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. Why am I putting a suit on?
Yeah, she put a suit on every scene. Whereas he had a number of casual scenes.
He did. I tell you, that grey t-shirt.
Oh. When I tell you who's doing God's work in that show.
His hairdresser.
One is hairdresser. Two, whoever is cutting his suits.
Yeah, they were perfect. Like, absolutely. I always think, like, that tailoring. If we could all get our clothes tailored, can you imagine? But this is why famous people look so good. Because the clothes are tailored to their bodies. Like, I remember reading an article years and years and years and years ago. And it was about how... The name of the article was something like The Perfect White T-Shirt. And the whole point of the article was, like, the reason that you don't look like these people is because they don't go into a shop. They don't go into a Gap and buy a white T-shirt. They go somewhere and someone makes them a white t-shirt and it's fitted to their body. Like, everything they wear is like there was one example of Jennifer Aniston years ago in these like pair of denim shorts and a white t-shirt. And everybody was obsessed with how she looked. And then they were all like, we just don't look like that. And the guy was like, that's because it's cut to the bodies. It's made for her. So just basics are being like cut for her. So that's why we will never look like these people.
Now, I will say one thing about him. His eyes are too close together.
I always liked his eyes. I thought I was going to marry that man. I said, this is a sex crime in all countries around the world. But I was convinced. I was like, I'm going to marry him and he's going to be my husband. All the while, he was a sex pest.
Is he a sex pest?
He was a sex addict.
What does that mean?
Sex
surgery. Yeah, but like, in what sense?
It's
a real
thing, okay? Tell it's me. Not just that men get caught cheating on their wives.
Yeah, sure. I'm a sex addict. Me.
People are going to be like, sorry, it's in the DSM-5 and it's a real thing.
No, it is a real thing. I'm experiencing Sarah's it right now.
Experiencing sex addiction as we speak.
Sex addiction and addiction to twirls.
I have the opposite
Capri's
of...
Twirl.
I love Capri's twirl. Sorry, this is all segues. Our vending machine and work.
I do have something to say about a vending machine, but go on.
Okay, our vending machine and work keeps the chocolate cold.
Do you not like that?
I love it.
Okay. Do they not all
the
do
The twirls,
that?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, you're right.
Because our vending machine has drinks and things, so it keeps the entire thing cold. Oh, anyway, sorry what you're saying about vending machines.
Sorry, if you haven't seen the first X-Files movie, I don't give a fuck. There will be spoilers.
Lads, it's like 27 years old. So
yeah. I'd never seen it. Mm-mm. I went to see it during with Emma and Graham and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Sarah had a great time.
I did, I really enjoyed it.
I thought Sarah was going to hate it.
No. Right, so, you know the vending machine, not the way the vending machine's a bomb.
Yeah.
And he goes in behind the vending machine. Yeah. See? Well, we used to have a vending machine in school. And at least once a month I used to unplug it and make a small person go in behind it.
And like pull shit out?
No, and then push the vending machine in so they got stuck there and then go to class.
Sarah, why would you do that? At no point did I know where that was going. I thought you were going to be like, slip their little hand up and grab the stuff.
Like, Leslie, go in there. That's unplugged. I can't fit in there. And she'd be like, oh, okay. And then I'd push the vending machine up against
her. And then you're like, why did everybody in my school, why don't my teachers hate me? Because you're doing shit like this, Sarah Jane.
And then I'd go to English class and they'd be like, where's Leslie? And I'm like, I don't know. She went to the bathroom.
I'll tell you where she's not, behind the vending machine.
Anyway, I got written up about it.
Of course you did, yeah. Not surprised. But I love the first X-Files movie. It's so fun. There's so many plot holes. There's so many things where I'm like... When they at the very end, how'd you get out of the Antarctic there?
Also, there were so many moments where they were just like, we just have to cut to the next scene because
we can't explain how they got out of there. That's the second last scene where they're in the tundra. Yeah. And it's like, how'd you get out of there?
One, no.
What's the song?
What's the song? Tree, fall, nowhere to go. It's a tree, fall, nowhere to go.
Yeah, I just like, whenever, first time I watched that, I was like, how'd they get with that? How'd they get with that?
He's so sexy, but you're so distracted.
Yeah, you're very distracted. But she is so beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
Oh my God, she is just so beautiful.
If they don't, did you never see them ride?
You don't see them ride.
Listen, if
you see them kiss.
I'm not an advocate of AI, but I would be okay if someone needs AI
slop porn of the X-Files, please.
Please.
But yeah,
but it has to be a very specific type of pornography.
Like what?
Like there needs to be, like, it needs to be like Nick and Jess kissing in New Girl.
Like My Porn Searches, which is holding hands, yes, in love.
And then
forever in love.
And then just married, like hard banging, like, okay,
like Connor Story.
Yes. Okay. Right? And then just afterwards they cuddle.
Oh, okay, yeah, someone
make that.
All those things.
Yeah, make that. Make that for me.
Make that for Sarah.
Yeah, also a young David Duchovny.
Yeah, like we're talking like 31, 32 year old David Duchovny.
Yeah. And it could be a today Gillian Anderson or then Gillian Anderson. She's beautiful.
She's so hot. Gillian Anderson's such a babe. But I'm glad we went and I had a very good time.
I'm glad we went too. Graham said he had a great time.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, I'm glad I went to see you.
And it was really busy.
Of course it was.
I didn't think it was two fucking nerds.
Nobody's gonna be the only nerds in the world.
No, but I just didn't think there'd be that many people at it. And it was in the big screen. It was in the first screen.
There's a couple of men in there. I'm just saying, if you were in the X-Files screening at 8:30 on Saturday
night,
the 19th,
yeah,
go check your prostate. Because a number of us could not stop going to the toilet.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
And we're of an age.
Yeah. Hey, if you're 40, get a finger up your ass.
I was like, there was a couple of people in front of us. I said, you need to go to the doctor. If you're getting up to this much, remember
I said about Sarah Jane when you go to a restaurant with her? Same when you go to the cinema.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Should I see that person getting up? No, I didn't. I was watching the film, Sarah Jane.
I'd be watching the film too.
No, you don't.
My mum used to give out to me. See that what you
did? Yeah, that's what you do!
She used to give out to me in church. Stop looking around. Fuck off! There's nothing else to do here!
You look around so much. Whenever we're in a restaurant, I'd be talking to you like this.
Just looking around.
I'm like, what are you looking at?
Other things.
Other people. You're waiting for another conversation to kick in.
And I do. And I'd be waiting for you to stop talking so I can tell you about the thing. And I'm like, is everybody shut the fuck up?
And I'm like, no, I won't.
This couple next are fucking having it. Ew!
I've been in, where was I a while ago that I saw a couple having a massive row? But they weren't, they were having like a quiet row. Yeah. Where was I? I was in Paris. I was in a restaurant, a cafe in Paris, and they were English. So I could understand what they were saying fully. And she was like gritting her teeth at him.
Oh God.
And he was just like looking, and he just looked up and he looked down. So I was like, he's actually doing something really bad. But they were doing it in that way that you would, unless you were like,
paying attention,
you would never have known that they were having an argument. I think they've done this before. This is a regular occurrence for these two.
So I never argue with Graham like that outside.
I wouldn't argue in public.
One time my mum and dad had a great big fight in public. And I said, tell you what, I got to get out of this relationship.
But also to be...
I got to get out of this marriage.
I'm sure we've all seen people argue in public. Like, we've all seen people do it.
I always find the people who are so unhinged when they're on a phone call.
In public, you mean?
Yeah. You know people, like, come to say it. Scangers.
Yeah.
Chavs. Whatever is happening on the phone.
Why have they got on a loudspeaker?
Well, also, why have you decided to have that argument here?
Here.
Like, you can hang up the phone. You're in control. This person's not in front of you. I'll call you back later. I always find that
they do
a real...
They do in a public transport.
Yeah, I find that a real odd choice.
And they put them on loudspeaker and I'm like, what are you doing? I said to you! Okay, what are we doing here?
I was in Lidl's a little while ago and there was a guy ringing, obviously, his other half or someone who was there in Lidl's and he was like, they know I've got fucking bread you like! I was like, whoa!
I just, I'm like, but then there's just people that just
think, and I fucking told you before I came!
But there's people that just don't care what other people think. Like, they genuinely...
Is that not caring what other people think? Or is that a level of,
I think this might be a level of anger that you've surpassed caring what people think. Yeah. You're just like, I'm just saying this. I need to get this out of my system or whatever.
Like, I know yesterday I sent you a voice note about my mother.
Yeah.
Honest to God. She is... I said I would, if I lived in this house, I said I would be fucking breaking Xanax
5150 at this point.
Like, I'd be breaking Xanax up and putting in your drink. Here you go, drink that. Drink all of that. She is operating at a frequency that is going to end her life short. Like, she's going to have a shorter life.
She needs to chill the fuck out. Like, it's not good for her, Sarah Jane. No. Like,
she was shouting at me. I yeah, said, there's a level of I said, like, my water pump broke. Oh my God.
Lost.
Well, you, what do you mean your water pump broke? I said, I don't know. I said, it's just stopped working. I said, I think it might be airlocked. Yeah, I bet you it's airlocked because you don't have any water. I bet you it's airlocked because there's no water coming to you. I said, no, I have cold water.
Yeah, it's downstairs. Just, it's just happened. It's literally happened, mine.
Well, no, I think it's related to that building, that apartment complex. Did you see they've hit the mains? If they hit the mains again, they hit the mains again. I said, I put my hand on her. I said, I just went to her. I'm not building the apartment complex. No. Why are you shouting at me?
Write a letter.
Well, you need to write an email to them. I said, tell me who am I writing an email to?
Sisk. Hello, Sisk.
Hello, Sisk.
My mother, the great Caroline Heffernan, has said that somehow you have hit the mains.
Did you not see that video on Facebook about the mains? I said, no, I don't get my news about the mains. I said, anyway, she said, are they going to pay to fix the pump? Are they going to pay? What if it breaks? What if it explodes? What if it runs dry? I said, oh my God.
Why is she so stressed about your pump?
She was stressed about everything. What else was she stressed about?
Life.
There was something else really simple.
And the pursuit of
like a fuck. I said to her, the legs on that chicken are very small. Oh my God. She cooked a chicken.
Now, why'd you say that?
I didn't mean like, I just said the legs on that chicken are very small.
Why? Who? Also, what's wrong with your brain?
That
you
look at a
cooked chicken and go, the legs on that chicken are very...
Honestly, it was like the chicken hadn't done a leg day in his life.
What's it?
Anyway, yeah. Oh my God. She said, well, maybe this is a free range chicken, Sarah. Maybe it's not being pumped full of the hormones that you're eating.
Okay. Cool. We just asked a question.
And then she was like, do you want a little bit of something to eat? I said, no, you're okay.
I want your fucking...
She got really annoyed.
There's barely anything in it.
She got really annoyed because I said, there's no meat in that chicken. Then my dad was watching me from across the table just going out of my way to wind her up. And he was like, you go home.
I wonder where you get that from. Didn't lick it off the fucking grass, I'll tell you that much.
He was going gigging, so he didn't care, but he was like, leave. Your man's going to have a heart attack.
She is going to have a... Your poor man.
I said, okay, Fidel Castro, what do you mean by that?
You leave her and her chicken alone and get the fuck out of the
bathroom.
Everything
is a fucking quest.
Okay, here's... what's the thing we do? Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Yeah. So, we are doing another live show.
Yay!
Bulabus. We're going to be performing. Is that the word?
I mean, you're turning into me now when you make me do these things.
But it's
things.
Like performing? What's that?
No, we're just doing a live
We're doing
show.
A live show on the 19th of October.
Colin's performing.
Colin will be performing in the Laughter Lounge on that street that the Laughter Lounge is on. Google it. I don't know. The tickets are €25. They're on sale from the Laughter Lounge website. The link is in our bio on our Instagram if you want to buy tickets. It's €25. We'd love to see you there. If you want to dress up for Halloween, please do, but it's not necessary. You don't have to.
Are you dressing up?
Should we?
I'd like to dress up as a juggalo.
Their culture is not your costume. Sarah's going to be a juggalo.
I really
is it because of that girl that you watch?
Yeah, I love her so much.
So funny.
Juggalo Joe.
What was the one you sent me the other day? Oh my God, it was so funny.
Was it
the
one
oh, it's the Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish.
He's like, why are you laughing? I'm not laughing.
Pretending to be Owen Wilson. Yeah.
But yeah, so
I think the two of them are like in a. I think they're together.
Yeah.
They make me laugh.
They're so
funny.
Much.
I don't know them.
We're segueing here, but if you would like to come to see us, that would be amazing. If you don't want to come to see us, that's fine too, because you know, I probably won't come see me either. But that's that. Yeah. So the 19th of October in the Laughter Lounge. Tickets are €25. They're on sale from the Laughter Lounge .ie or com. I can't remember. Google it. It will come up.
It's the laughterlounge.ie.
That's the one. Then type in murder. We're the only ones. That'll come up under murder, I believe.
Murder!
But yes, thank you to everybody who has bought tickets so far. We really appreciate you. We'll go into my fund to travelling to wherever Connor's story is to explain the lavender marriage idea that I have.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Jeffrey Donaldson is convicted.
That motherfucker. My mother is like... She wants his head. She hates him. So she texted me.
Did you follow the trial?
Yeah, she texted me. She said, Donaldson guilty. I said, thank fuck. He is a dirtbag of a human being. And his wife is another fucking dirtbag of a human being.
How did she get exempt?
I don't know. Like, something to do with her mental health or something? Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I'd say he cut a deal or something. But yeah, he has been charged with 18 counts. I think the wife was charged with 4, but he's been found guilty on all 18 counts. Now, they're obviously going to appeal it. 100% they're going to appeal it. But they're not going to get anywhere because it's a fucking cut and dry case. These girls...
Is it cut and dry?
100%. Like,
I haven't followed that. So there was
two of them came forward. Now, they haven't been named, but I think people know who they are. Basically, identical stories as to what happened. He was like, his argument was like, no, I didn't do it. That's all he had. I didn't do it. And they were like, yes, you did. This is the same motherfucker calling gay people animals and dirty and bad and wrong and sex pests and blah, 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 and you're raping your child. But like every single one of those type of people, everything they...
But that's the thing. It's people who do those things tend to cast aspersions. Is that the right word?
It's almost like they're trying to distract from the fact that they're actually doing it. Where are the riots?
Yeah.
Where are houses being burned down in County Down where he lives?
Yeah.
Why is his gaff still standing? Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, fuck Jeffrey Donaldson. He can rot in hell. He's a fucking scrote of a human being. I hate the cunt anyway before this, so... but yeah, just like obviously our thoughts and prayers are with the victims because this is horrific. Like, and I know somebody sent me this today actually. So the Gardaí are currently doing a major search in Wicklow in this quarry.
Mm.
Because they think they're going to find evidence for Jojo Dillard. Her sister is appealing to people to come forward about it. Just basically saying, like, I don't know if they're going to find out anything because this does have a tendency to happen. The guards do these random excavations and random searches.
It was like that one down in Chapel Lizard a while ago. Remember?
Yeah. So I just really, really, really hope that they find something because these people have been suffering for years and years and years, and nothing has been done about it. Like absolutely, like they're trying now, and Deirdre Jacob as well. There's a disused quarry on the Kildare Wicklow border will continue this week as part of investigations into the murders of Deirdre Jacob and Jojo Dillard. So there's two of them. So they're trying to see if they can find any information. I really hope they do.
Do they think they're connected?
I don't know. I mean, it's that vanishing triangle thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird. My sister lives in Wicklow. And whenever we drive into Wicklow and go towards the Wicklow Mountains, I'm like, you would find nothing here. Like, it's so vast and there's nothing. Like, you know, people like dump bodies up there and stuff. And then kind of when you're going through it, you're like, okay, I understand why they do this. Because there's fucking, who's going to find it?
Yeah.
Like, most of this is not traversed. People don't walk a lot of this. Like, they have paths and stuff that they use. You know what I mean? But, so like, it's, Ireland, we're not that big. We're very, very small. But we have areas of this country that you could easily...
Get lost in,
dump something in and nobody finds it, like, and it's really fucked up. But I do hope Jojo's family and Deirdre's family get some answers because, I mean, there's your family member being murdered and then there's your family member being murdered and you never finding their body.
Yeah.
Never knowing what happened to them, never been able to give them a proper burial, never been able to get that, like, closure. So I really, really, really hope that their families get what they need. Ireland, huh? That's it. Goodbye, everybody. I have nothing else. I got up early this morning, but I slept last night and all day in work. I've just been like...
But did you do anything yesterday? Go to Crab Shack?
No.
No?
I went to Tesco.
You went to fucking Tesco's in Ballyferm?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Hey, last place God made.
Honestly.
Tesco and Ballyferm, it lads.
It used to not be like that. But then they built the big one in Liffey Valley.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Like... That's all.
I remember one time when I first started dating Gar, I asked for hummus and she said, you what?
Oh yeah, no. One time I went to McLaughlin's.
What's that?
It's not there anymore. It used to be a Butcher's Cross Road.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, can I get a shoulder of pork? Well, he said, sorry. I said, can I get a shoulder of pork? He said, I can order it in for you. I said, you're not a butcher.
So what? They would just be like, I have chicken breasts.
They were mince. Like chicken breasts, lamb.
Mince.
Leg. Mince.
That's all you're getting.
Round pudding. Bacon.
But nothing else.
Ribs. Bacon ribs.
But isn't that a normal thing, shoulder of pork?
Yeah.
Ballier.
Yeah. On it, Ballier.
Ballier.
Bally, ally, ally. Here, I was telling a story today. There used to be a shop down the road in Ballyferm called Payne's, right?
Right.
And it was across the road from Tesco's. And everything in it was like cheaper gone off.
Okay.
It was kind of like that Dominic shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? There was everything cheap and gone off in Dominic's. Hey, it was somebody send off about Dominic's.
One time Graham was in there and had chicken nuggets in the freezer section that had been gone off for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And they were selling for a pound a bag.
Yeah, because they were like, they're a freezer as well.
Yeah. Anyway, right, so Payne's used to do, like, it was a type of shop that the entire store was covered in sawdust.
Right.
Right, and they had, like, a butcher's on one side, but that was, like, the cheap butcher's.
Yeah.
Anyway, on a Sunday, my mum would be like, Sarah, go down and get a cooked chicken. Do not get one from Tesco's. Do not get one from Payne's.
Okay, get it from Tesco.
Get it from Tesco's and whatever else we needed for Sunday dinner. Or, like, bits and pieces. So I would go to Tesco's.
Yeah.
And buy all the other stuff.
Okay.
And I would go to Payne's and buy the roast chicken.
Why?
Because it was cheaper and I used to keep the money. I used to pocket it.
Little scammers.
And then I'd go home and I'd be like, oh, I'll have everything except the chicken. And she'd be like...
She knew.
I don't know if she knew. Because I'd also take it out of the Payne's bag and put it into the Tesco's bag with all the other stuff. Like...
You'd have an extra pound.
And all literally every Sunday I'd be like, I'll go get the chicken. I'd be off down. And then the fella who owned Payne's just went bust and just closed the store
overnight.
And all the people came in to go to work and it was closed.
Oh my god, imagine coming into work and being like, well,
yeah.
Now we're fucked.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
That does happen a lot.
That happens a lot. I bet you I'm so sorry. I'm watching I am obsessed with this television show. I think I've talked about this before. I think I have. Apologies if I've talked about this before. I'm obsessed with this TV show called Couples Therapy.
Oh, everybody's talking about this.
I cannot get enough of this because I am a nosy cunt and it is the most perfect show for a nosy cunt. And that's what
they How do you write. Where do you watch it?
On the poster. I just watch it online.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's on
HBO.
Plex is the thing I watch it on, plex.com. And I'm obsessed with it because whenever I watch it, I'm like, you couldn't have this show in Ireland. Because the way they talk, you just be like, cop on to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, nonsense.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be bad because I know that it's so American. They're so American. Yeah. I find it so funny because I'm like, Irish people don't talk like this.
No.
And we certainly don't talk like this in therapy.
No.
Like,
a lot of my therapy, I'm just like this, with my arms folded.
Yeah.
Looking.
But like couples, because this is one couple that are on it. And the guy, he's really fucked up. Like,
is this the cuddles guy?
Yeah, he's really messed up. So he's been with this girl for a really long time. And his family unit was really messed up when he was a kid. It's made a weird fucked up relationship with his mother and with his father. And then his mother and father moved in this Tongan family. And he developed this really... close relationship with the mother of the Tongan family, and then she kind of abandoned him, so he had all these abandonment issues. So then what he thought would be the best thing to do
is go to cuddles,
would be pay people to cuddle him, and then he started fucking them.
Yeah, of course he did.
And they were all 20 years old.
And the blonde hair.
Yeah, like big-tittied, blonde hair, 22-year-olds who do not have full cognitive impairment.
Yeah.
And whose brains have not developed yet. And the whole thing is her
being... But his wife... Sorry.
His wife is beautiful.
She's his gorgeous. Wife is beautiful, but she's an enabler.
Yeah, oh, fully. She's like... she's so... gracious with him, and she's so like, it's okay, I know you've had all these awful things happen to you and it's so sad and la 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 la. And I'm like, okay buddy, you could have went to therapy instead of paying 20-year-olds to hug you and then fucking them.
And he said, I remember seeing like clips
it's wild
being like, and you know, I just felt that when I, because the wife went away for work,
she went away for work
to New York, to right, New York, and he was on the other side in LA.
Yeah, he felt abandoned
by and her. He was like, so I felt like the thing that she did whenever I was like feeling that way is that she cuddled me.
Yeah.
And you can see that she is like really tactile with him, and it doesn't like it cuddle doesn't matter pillow, what he's saying,
she's touching him
yeah, and she's like, oh baby,
yeah, like,
oh,
she babies him a lot, and it was like making me want to throw up in
and
my
his
mouth.
Dad was like something to do with Levi Strauss, right?
Yeah, his dad, like, he comes from a really wealthy family, like, yeah, really really wealthy
and
family.
Yeah, so then he was like, I got these, I went to cuddling parties. I said, sorry,
I immediately googled that because I said, guess where they all are in Brooklyn,
yeah,
Brunswick and Bed-Stuy and all those fucking hipster nonsense
I tell places. You who's going to cuddling parties, that lady that had the cat, the dead cat that we went to,
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. She's going to go to the parties.
Fucking, yeah, my roommate's a clown.
Yeah.
Is he?
Is he? Yeah.
Okay.
I can imagine you're all clowns. Yeah. So, yeah. But it's just that those two, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, that is the most America. Because, like, so American. Honestly, watching that, and you're right.
If that was Ireland, and a guy and a man and a woman were sitting on the couch, and he said, I'm going to cuddling parties, she'd beat the fuck. It'd be cameras off. She'd kill him. Cuddling parties. I'm fucking cuddle you. Like, there'd be killings. Like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. The entire time I was
who are you cuddling? Cuddle this, you cuddle
this, you bastard. But, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, you couldn't do this in Ireland. This would not happen.
But I also think in Ireland,
she'd have it on Facebook. Guess where he was on Wednesday? Like, the
on Facebook.
Like, you know what I mean? There'd be none.
And then also what would happen in Ireland is it would before it even got to Facebook, she would have sent someone a voice note on WhatsApp.
Yeah, and it would have been around. Ireland,
be like, here, wait till you hear this one.
Going to
a cuddling party. Tick.
Like that's when I'm watching it. I'm like, this is the most American thing I've ever seen in my life, because Irish people do not behave like this.
No.
Like, they're such a, and they're really, like, a lot of them you can tell who haven't been in therapy watch therapy things online because they come in using language.
But I do think as a nation,
yeah,
and maybe not as like an entire nation, because I don't think like there is part, I'm sure there's parts of America like
that are like fuck off,
yeah. That are like, and they're clearly the parts that have less money,
yes.
But there have been moments where we've been in America and I'm like, oh, you've gone too far.
Yeah, pull it back.
Like, pull it back, man. Like, not everything is a feeling that's worth validating.
No, not everything is like, yeah. And not everything you do is because of something your mom said when you were 12. Like, yeah. And that's what they all, and I know obviously you have to go back to your childhood for a lot of stuff that happens to you when you get older. And it is. There's a lot of things you do in your childhood.
That's the least favourite thing.
I know. And there's a lot of like, when you watch them, you're like, there's relationships that people get into and you can tell that they're in those relationships because of shit that happened to them when they were younger. Yeah. And they're like, just, it's a cycle. Like, and you can tell, and that's fine. But just some of the stuff that comes up, I'm like, he did what?
Yeah.
This couple, hand God, this is, now I laughed, but then I was like, oh, this is not, maybe I'm not meant to laugh. So there's this couple and she felt unfulfilled, whatever that means. And she kept having like emotional affairs. She had like three of them. And he was like, please stop. And she was like, no. And that was it. And then they were kind of trying to get to the root of his trauma as to why he wouldn't speak to her and tell her what was wrong. This is the root of this man's trauma. He was in college one time.
Yeah.
And he was jerking off. And he was jerking off to porn of fat women. And some guys came in and found him and made fun of him. And apparently that was his trauma. I said, what?
What?
Trauma? Because you were jerking off to fat ladies. I'm like, yeah, I love fat ladies.
Yeah.
And I would have came all over them. Yeah. That's what I would have done. Like, I was like, they were like, oh, and she was like, and you were traumatised at that? And he was like, yeah, completely. Because you were wanking to fat women. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
What did you really do?
That seems like it's not true.
Yeah, it was just a bit like, came out of left field and I was like, what? And she was like, because that's the reason you're kind of afraid. You're afraid she'll leave you. What? See, when I've just got fat, sex with fat.
Do you think sometimes, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this, because I give a therapist €90 a week, but do you think sometimes they just have to come up with an answer?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's their job.
Yeah.
Like, we think of it as, obviously, as something that we go to. That's their job.
Yeah.
Now, there are times where my therapist is kind of like, we'll have to come back to this, because neither of us know what's wrong with me. She's going to the books.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, you know, there are times where even with Orna, she says stuff and I'm like, I don't know, Orna, maybe he's just a cunt. And she can't say that. She can't say, like,
well, and that's the thing, because me and you had a conversation this week and you said something to me about my therapy session that made me question my therapy session.
Well,
in a good way.
Oh.
Where I was like, you know, I shouldn't just be taking everything that woman says as absolutely accurate and true.
No, of course not.
But there is this thing when you go to a therapist and there's like a level of like validation that's happening.
Yeah.
But like, she said something to me about, and you said, why would you center that person? What she's telling you to do is center
that
person.
Centering. No, absolutely.
And what
not.
The person's doing is, and you didn't say it so eloquently, you were like, why is she telling you to treat him like a bit? Tell her to fuck off.
No, like, there are certain things, like, I've pushed back on my therapist before because she sees me once a week.
Yeah.
She's not in my life.
Yeah.
I'll tell her stuff, but she doesn't know the dynamics I have with people properly. I can tell her a thing, but she doesn't see us together. She doesn't know what it's like. She doesn't know all the history of things that I have been through with certain people. So I've pushed back on my therapist before and we've talked about it. You know what I mean? I don't just go, yeah, okay, you're completely right about everything.
Because then all one time I was like, and I said to her, I was like, I won't be able to do this.
No, absolutely not.
I said, I'm going to fail this homework assignment. I was like, I just am already, the minute you said it to me, I can't do that. No, I can't think of this person. I am not
looking
at
a grown man and going, let me think about you as a child so I might have some empathy for you. You're not a child. And men, their entire lives, that's all they have done for them, that you're meant to feel this empathy for this little boy. Suck my arse.
Hey, Colin, tell us about the Patreon.
Hey there, MMI fans. Want to get exclusive access to a whole archive of extra content and support the show at the same time? Then go to www.patreon.com/murdermostirish and sign up for only €6 a month. Featuring over 200 Patreon exclusive episodes, including MMI Drive, Colin Cut This Out, Murder Most International, Miscellaneous Most Irish, Music Most Awesome, and many more. We would like to thank everyone who subscribes to our Patreon. Your donation keeps our show going, and we literally couldn't do it without you. Thank you for being a friend.
Give my mommy €6.
The riots.
In Belfast. Horrific.
Can I ask you a legitimate, I'd like your honest response?
Go.
Why do you think, other than the obvious, racism, why do you think they do what they do?
Well, I think it is unfortunately, a bunch of very, very wealthy people in positions of power who do not care about these people in any capacity, convincing them that they do care about them, and that the way that everybody can fix it is if they just, get rid of the immigrants. If you get rid of the immigrants, your life will be better. I'll make sure your life will be better. But it's all lies. It's all lies. It's lies. It's and I don't like doing that thing where people are immediately, if someone lives in a less fortunate area or a less affluent area, that they're stupid and dumb and they've no education. That, to me, it really, really annoys me. They're like, oh, people from Ballyferma do that because they're not educated. But that's not true.
Mm.
Because our education system is actually fucking excellent. So it's nothing to do with that. It's a lot of lies. It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of hard done by-ism, unfortunately. And I know that maybe sounds a bit classist, but it is an awful lot of poor me. And the reason my life is so hard is because these other people who aren't even from here are getting all the things that I should get. Which is just not true. But yeah, it's complete propaganda. It's Facebook, it's WhatsApp, it's Twitter, it's these cesspools of idiots and morons who genuinely believe that the reason that their life is so shit is because of a bunch of immigrants and not because of the government that is in power in their country. What happened in Belfast is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
How any of you who took part in this could wake up the next morning and feel good about what you did is a level. Also, what the fuck were the PSNI doing?
I know.
Scratching their holes? What were they doing? They were burning down people's homes.
Yeah.
Where were you at? Where were you? People have lost their entire lives. They've lost all their belongings. They've lost that poor nurse that was in the BBC News talking about how
she lost everything.
She managed to
get
save
her passport.
How you could wake up the next morning and feel good about that is in just levels of insanity. These rich people are laughing at you. They're mocking you. These people that are being paid by the far right to go online and tell you lies are laughing at you. You're a joke to them. You're nothing more than a little lackey doing their bidding while they sit in million-dollar homes. You're fucking thick. And, there's a level of sympathy and empathy you have to have for these people because they are so dumb. But also, fuck y'all. If you're burning out people's houses because of the colour of their skin, you're a fucking racist sack of shit.
Yeah, where's your hood, boy?
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? These people are getting up in the morning. These immigrants are getting up in the morning and going to work fucking terrified. Scared shitless. That guy in Edinburgh the other day when I was leaving.
Yeah.
Walking around with a machete in broad daylight, saying he's doing it for the women and children of the UK. No, you're not. You're not doing it because you're currently scaring the women and children of the UK by brandishing a machete in the middle of Leith Walk at 2 o'clock on the fucking day.
He stabbed like six people or something.
Four people. Like, you're not doing it for anybody. You're doing it because you're dumb. You're thick. You've let yourself be led by these people. Completely brainwashed. But like, just those scenes from Leith, I was like, these people are just breaking in the windows of this cafe owned by, I believe there are Muslim people. I could be wrong. What the fuck did they do to you?
Mm.
They're feeding the city. They're giving employment to the city. They're paying taxes. But because your dumb ass can't get a job, it's their fault? Anyway, people of Belfast, the decent people of Belfast, fair play to you, because a lot of Belfast did stand up and they helped out so much.
Yeah.
And they raised so much money to help people and they got in and cleaned up the areas. There are decent, kind, good people everywhere. You just have to look for them, but it's becoming more and more difficult to do so. Because I'm, you know, I got a taxi a little while ago, an Indian man in the taxi was like, he's terrified.
Yeah. Absolutely. My friend Khaled, who doesn't listen to the podcast, he texted me like the next day and he was like, because he's from Sudan, and he was like, I'm so ashamed. And I was like, what? And he was like, that person that did that was from Sudan. And I was like, that's not on you. There's not on white you, dude. Irish people doing loads of terrible things all day, every day. Yeah. And we're not walking around being like, I'm so ashamed. And he was like, it's different when you're an immigrant because you want to do the best and represent the country you're from in like a positive way, because you know that it can help other people get over and get access. And he was like, but I'm also really afraid.
Of course he is. And it's not Khaled's fault, that's racism's fault. Yeah. White people can do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, and we are never judged as a group of people.
Yeah.
One person from my minority does something and it's all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all. It's so funny with these, because these are the same men that are like, it's not all men. But apparently it is, though. Because it's all immigrant men.
Mm.
So which is it?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to that poor man is horrific, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst nightmare. Or my worst enemy, sorry. What happened to him is so terrifying, and I'm so sorry to him and his family. But I can assure you there is no single part of that man that went, yeah, I hope this ends up in people getting their houses burned down. And their children running and screaming. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing here? And it's gonna start happening here. I'm surprised it hasn't started happening here more, to be perfectly honest with you, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And it's being paid for by people in the United States of America. Y'all are so dumb. They do not care about you. They care about their bottom line, their end line. That's all they care about. Yeah. They don't care about anything else. They care about who they can get into power to make them more money. But anyway, to the people of Belfast, I'm so sorry. It was absolutely horrific what happened.
It's also insane to be like a fucking loyalist and be like, these people are coming here and taking our jobs.
Yeah, buddy.
What?
It's kind of like what the people that you're bootlicking did.
Yeah, like,
a couple hundred years ago.
That's an insane premise to not walking recognize. Walking around
with Union Jack flags. Are you fucking slow, like?
Like.
Are you slow?
That's a bananas thing.
Colonizer bootlickers. Yeah. You're bootlicking the people that came over. You're worried about your culture being stolen and your people being outward. Your culture was stolen by the very people's flags that you're carrying. Yeah. Are you slow?
Yeah.
They say, oh, they're coming over here and we'll all be speaking Arabic. You're speaking English, where you should be speaking Irish. Because once again, the flag that you're carrying stole your entire culture from you.
Like,
are you dumb?
I was like, this is an insane.
They're so dumb.
Yeah.
Loyalists, man.
But loyalists of the North are in this weird place historically where it's like gone from like them being like the main, right? They outnumbered, they outranked, they had all the jobs, they
like, all the power.
They had all the power. And then Catholics were like, oh, okay, we can't get jobs. We have no power. So we'll go to university. We'll go and get educated.
Yep.
We'll go to college in our droves.
Yep.
We'll make sure that every family member has access to education. We'll educate and educate and educate. And the other side hasn't kept up with that. And then as the industrialization of the North fell apart because of the troubles, and then because like industry moved on and we're not like used, the shipping industry that was up there fell apart and doesn't exist at the level it did, all of these loyalists became unemployed,
yep.
unemployable,
mm-hmm.
low education turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the north, the people that are testing at the highest levels are Catholic girls, and the people who are testing at the lowest levels are Protestant boys.
Wow.
And for the first time in their history as a state, an apartheid state, there are more Catholics than Protestants.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And that's what you're seeing, because yeah. there was, like, and I'm not saying that Catholics weren't out, but they weren't out the way the Protestants no, were.
No, there was loyalists, certainly. Yeah.
And it was all loyalist areas, yeah. and it was all... And then they were messaging, like, Republican groups.
Really?
Yeah, to try to get them to come out. To be like, we should stand together, this is happening to our country. And Republicans were like, no. Yeah. That's and then okay. there was kids that owed drug money and had drug debt, that they got text messages to be like, if he's come out and riot, your debt gets written off. That's really common in Northern Ireland. People don't really talk about that enough. But yeah, that's very common. Whenever there's trouble or protests. So they're like,
if you come out,
they're like, we'll just wipe off all that money. Like £200 in like fucking weed debt. We'll wipe it if you come out and protest.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of those kids got text messages.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, I also don't agree with this thing where there was people online being like, it's not the Irish. It is the Irish. We are doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not, because we stand for Palestine and because we have such kind of, like, you know, steadfast views on specific things, does not mean that this country does not have racists and bigots.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I could walk out this door and throw a stone and hit one.
Yeah, we have. 2 days later, a friend of mine rang and said that they were in work. And the person in front of them was talking to another person. But they were talking about, like, dentistry. So okay. it was, like, nothing insidious. And he said that the girl, like, leaned in to whisper to the other guy so that he couldn't hear. And pretty much she was saying that, like, she didn't want to have a person of colour. Yeah.
What? It
doesn't work. People, races are getting more and more.
Oh, they're getting braver. They're getting braver. Yeah. Like... I'm probably going to end up getting killed because I can't shut my fucking mouth when that stuff kicks off.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I can't shut up. I don't know how to shut up. But, like, just this idea that I think an awful lot of Irish people get really, like, at their back up when people are like, well, Irish people are doing this. And they're like, no, it's only a small amount. It's not that many. It's quite a few.
Yeah.
And Sarah Jane and I, in the area that we live in, you can just walk down there and they have all the Irish flags hanging on the poles.
We live with a bunch of racists.
Yeah, that's not patriotism. Yeah. That's racism.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten to the point now where it's turned it's been like this for a very long time. The Irish flag has become a symbol of something completely different than what it once was, kind of stood for. If I'm walking past a house down here and I see an Irish flag, I immediately know what's in that house.
Yeah.
I immediately know they hate immigrants.
If I'm walking past a house and
they'll still pop down to Lambs and get a fucking 3-in-1 on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they'll still pop in wherever they need to fucking go. They'll still get a taxi with a person that's not white. They'll still use all the services. They'll still pop down and get their nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
So the thing of, like, they're over here taking our jobs. You never had a job.
Girl, you haven't had a job in 25 years.
And that's the thing that always gets me. It's like, I've got, like, the air exit manifesto on one hand and prawn crackers in the other.
Literally.
Like, do you know what I mean?
We got to get out of here, but I don't want to pay customs.
Yeah.
I already have to pay for customs and Brexit. And that's disgraceful. Well, bitch, if you want to air exit, you're going to be paying customs on everything.
Like, honestly, the you thing of, like...
You fucking dumbass.
Yeah. And I'm just going to go down to Lambs and get a curry.
I'm just going to go get my nails done down the road, and then I'm going to get a taxi with an immigrant, and then I'm going to go down to Lambs and get a 3-in-1. And then
I have to go to doctors and get my bloods
done.
And
then I'm going to go get my bloods. I'm going to go to James's, where I get everything for free because I have a medical card, and the person looking after me is an Indian woman.
Yeah.
But immigrants out.
Yeah. It's insane.
Thick. Sometimes you just have to stand back and go, you're thick.
Mm.
There is nothing going through your brain. You are dumb as shit.
Yeah.
And that's okay. If you're dumb as shit and not a racist, that's fine. But for some reason, y'all seem to be clinging to the racism.
Yeah.
It's not their fault you don't have a job, Megan. It's your fault you don't have a job. Because you don't want to fucking do anything.
No, you don't.
Like. And
also, can I just say, this thing as well of, like, they come over here and they lie and they get stuff off the social welfare. I know At least 16 people. I mean, at least.
That are currently lying and getting stuff off social welfare.
Do you know what I mean? You're lying.
And they're like, yeah, but you know, we're entitled to it. You're absolutely not entitled to it.
I know so many.
You're breaking the law.
I know so many people who are like, lone parent. Living with the dad in the house that you got off the government because you're a single parent. Like, children allowance at a higher rate than me.
Four kids, four children's allowances. Yeah. You're living with Deco and he's got a full-time job and is also drawing social welfare. And you're also drawing social welfare. So where are we going? And here's the thing. Do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But turning around with your hypocrisy about the person up the road who is working... Working has a job. They're like, paying tax.
I'm just like, what?
It's they're so thick. But this is centuries of this. This has all. I remember growing up in England. I remember being exactly like this in England. I remember hearing the P word more than you could ever imagine. Like Like, I remember hearing that being screamed at people in shops when I was like 7, 8 years old. So. It's always been this way. Taking our jobs. Like, you haven't worked in 40 years, Michael.
Yeah.
You just haven't, and you don't want to. Like, I know somebody whose friend's dad turned around and said to him that when he turned 18 to go on social welfare that he was entitled to.
Yeah.
So that's the mentality you're dealing with. My mother never said that to me.
No.
My mother was like, get a fucking job.
Get a job.
You know?
I was like, someone said it to me the other day and they were like, well, they come over here and they get all of this. I said, sorry.
What do they get?
I said, sorry, I used to have to lie about Dad living in this house.
Yeah? What are you talking about? Also, what are they getting? Sleeping in a, four of them in a tiny hotel room with no fucking proper amenities.
Like.
And you think that they're, do you think they're in the Hilton? Living their best lives and in the fucking jacuzzi.
They genuinely think that they're like, there's that rumour that went around in the UK that they got an iPad. It's insane. Like.
And even if they did, who cares?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Who gives a fuck? But like, I have a relative who works with asylum seekers, and they struggled to get like proper translators for certain. So they were saying that like sometimes stuff gets lost and missed. So sometimes you are using an iPad for like Google Translate,
Just something.
And they were like, but it's like no one's getting, or even this thing, they're like, they come over here and they get assigned a GP. They come over here, they get added to, generally they're in a place where they're seeking asylum. They get held there for years and years and years in some cases, and then in other cases they then get added to the local authority, and the local authority then they have to go through the same rigmarole that we have to go through to get like a GP and and it's not this, like, I've come up. I do love that there's people on TikTok and Instagram that are clearly immigrants that are obviously working, but they keep going out and being like, look at this car that the Labour government has given me. And it's like the funniest thing. Look at this Mercedes I got when I got off the boat.
Also, I just want to say, one of the most insane things that I've ever said, this is to show you what racism is. Knowing an immigrant to this country who's a white immigrant, so they're from like Eastern Europe, turning around and talking shit about other immigrants because they're not white, and spitting the word immigrant or asylum seeker like it's a bad word, and then me going, oh, like you, and that not them not clocking that, I go, oh, like you, well, no, not like me, why not like you? And then I'm not having an answer. And me knowing the answer is, oh, because they're black.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because they're brown.
Yeah.
So you're so racist that the same people who don't want you in this country don't want them in this country. But you also agree with the people who don't want you in this country because you don't like black people.
Yeah.
Natural selection is not working hard enough to take these cunts off the planet because I can't. Like, I can't bite my tongue with it anymore. I'm like, are you fucking thick? And that's how you have to speak to them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gone beyond like, but let's have a conversation. I'll put you in the fucking teeth. I was only saying this to somebody the other day. I understand how Irish I am. Remember when Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck?
Yeah.
I understood immediately how Irish I was, because I have quite a few American friends on Instagram. And a lot of them were whatever about it. They were like, fucking scumbag. But I was literally like, dig him up and shoot him again.
Yeah.
It's
also sorry, I know this is not related to the conversation that we're having, but Donald Trump has said that the reflecting pool is being vandalized and has essentially got members of the National Guard now guarding
protecting
it.
The pool.
There's dead baby ducks in it. It's toxic.
There's dead baby ducks.
Yeah, they like dumped a shit ton of like hydrogen something or another to try kill the algae, but like then like water specialists were like online being like that thing has like 16.5 million gallons of water in it, like it needs just like the level of what you're putting in it is not going to do it, and the algae just gonna bloom and bloom and bloom, and yeah, there's dead ducks in it. Yeah but
I saw the guy today lifting the paint out of it. He's like, so the paint's lifting up. But it is an allegory for the entire United States government. It is a joke, it is a farce, but the problem is it's a dangerous farce.
Yeah.
And it's done so much damage, and I don't know how they're going to get out of this.
Well, it's also like the other thing about the like, because I've had conversations here with people. I get really frustrated when people, in particular members of my family, are like, Donald Trump's hilarious. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, first and foremost, I was like, he's setting a precedent for politics around the world.
They're seeing what they can get away with.
He's also demonstrating a blueprint for people around the world to copy to then get into power.
Yep.
And
he's a test subject.
Yeah,
like see how far it can go.
Yeah, it's insane to be like, oh, it's also funny. It's not like, funny, dude. It's really not.
Like it's people not, are dying. None of this is funny. None of this is funny. Like sometimes I laugh, but it's like at the incredulous of it. Yeah. I'm like, what did he say?
Also, it's really insane to me that a man that can't string a sentence together is sitting in the highest power in the
land.
But
what do you think? Look back at George W. Bush. That man couldn't string a sentence together either.
It's true.
That man was so stupid. And they were like, he's president of the biggest like superpower in the world. The current sitting president of the biggest superpower in the world can't spell.
Can't spell. Is shitting himself.
Is fully sundowning.
Fully sundowning.
Fully sundowning.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Everything's great. He's not a paedophile. He is.
He's a paedophile.
He's President of the United States of America. See that they're investigating Gwar now? You know the band Gwar?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you could investigate the paedophiles in the White House.
Like.
Gwar's so funny.
Gwar is a funny one.
I love Gwar. Gwar's so funny. Anyway, we've been here for nearly 2 hours.
Right, well, Colin will figure some way of putting this together.
Put this together somehow. Yes, once again, we are doing a live show on the 19th of October in the Laughter Lounge. The tickets are on sale now. They're €25. If you want to come see us, that would be great. If you don't want to come see us, that's absolutely fine, but don't tell Sarah Jane.
I actually am all right if you don't want to come.
And if you do get a ticket, don't ask her.
How honest to God.
Just don't do that.
I just would like to... we'll end it on this, right? So, I don't mind if you don't want to come, but... if you say you're going to come and then you can't come for some bullshit reason, do not ask me to help you out about it.
Yeah, don't send a message to Sarah Jane and be like, I have a ticket, can you help me sell it? She doesn't, it's not that she doesn't want to help you, it's just that it pisses her off that you're not coming.
It pisses me off beyond, I'd be like, sorry.
They do it to me and I'm like, sure. Sarah's, I can feel the steam coming off Sarah. Like
when you start to share them on her Instagram, I'm like, why? They paid for a ticket, I don't care if they don't come.
Anyway,
leave the empty seat.
Sarah's like staring down. Yeah. Please come see us if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Because
I know anyone who has bought tickets. Thank you so much.
And we will be doing a case as well. Somebody asked me today. We will be doing a case, so we'll be the kind of older standard kind of podcasting that we were doing, where it was like intro.
I do think we need to do a case.
We are, and I think we might do like, because it's October, we might do like a spooky story or something like that. We could both do like a scary story, which I think would be fun.
Dude, my TikTok lately has just been scary things.
Really. Do you, sometimes I accidentally do that thing on Instagram where I read like a Reddit After Dark and then my entire For You page is just Reddit After Dark.
It's not even Reddit, like it's people obviously using like filters, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, don't do that, Sarah Jane. Like, what are you doing?
They're like, sorry, I hallucinating? And then it'll just be like a little...
No, Sarah Jane. I'm like, no.
Hey. And then Graham wakes up and the lights are on.
Yeah, 100% that lights go straight on.
Yeah, I'm like, hello?
Hello?
Honest
hello
to God, my brain doesn't get it, can't recognize.
No, I know. But don't look at things like that. Yeah. Anyway, everybody, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Come to our show, don't be a racist.
Yeah, and if you can't come to the show, don't tell me.
Don't tell Sarah Jane. Colin! Bye.
I'm gonna roll my leg.
Jesus, Graham. What did you invite up for the show again to the party for? Shuri's out of control.
Hey there, Sarah Jane. It's me, Shergar. Fancy a ride? There's a rumor going round about sexy horses in the underground. Looking lovely from head to hoof. Going mental cause we're bulletproof. Running hurdles, clearing ditches cause we feel no pain, yeah. Sexy horses at the session doing crack cocaine. Sexy horses. Sexy horses. Somebody slap me.